2025. And with my programmed immorto injection, I'm very much alive. In fact, I'm going out with the boys tonight, the boys of the Backstreet Fist. And maybe later on we'll do the interplanetary test. Well, the people of the 21st century ain't never seen a rock and roller. And there's no back ways to the good old days of state-owned cherry cola. No city bother, no holy roller, just solar power.
Self-explanatory, save humanity, all join hands to do the interplanetary trip.
The rock and roll saviors never did seem to save today.
What a strange journey we're on already. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 541. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a track from Screamer. That is the song Interplanetary Twist. I picked that up on the collection Boobs, a junk shop glam discotheque, which came out back in 2005 on RPM Records, though originally that was a 1976 single by that London-based band. That song there written by Richard Myhill and Phil Wainman, who are responsible for some of the sweet stuff as well, at least from a production standpoint, I believe. Worked with Chin Chapman. Anyway, hello, welcome back. Welcome to 2021. What a crap year to start with. Let's see if we can do some music instead. This is the Expats, the song Everyone Loves My Mom.
Thank you. go to school when I get old. I told a lie, I knew what I'm told. They say that I'm a good boy. I learned my songs and life begins. I learned to fight to save my skin. The kids think I'm a big boy. School stinks, I don't want no more. Should've left a long time before.
Totally worked. I am feeling better about 2021 already. And we started that set off with the Expats. The song I played was called Everybody Loves My Mom, and it's true, she's a saint. That's on the band's album E for Expats, which was the first LP, but kind of built from various cassette releases that came before it. Released January of 2019 on Burger Records. That band from Bisbee, Arizona had my favorite song of 2020 this year, so I had to go back and pick up their previous album, and I'm also a fan of that album as well. So what a great band. After that, we heard from Billy Joe Armstrong. He was covering Police on My Back. That originally was The Equals, a band featuring Eddie Grant, though most people know that from The Clash's cover of it. It's on his compilation No Fun Mondays, which picked up all of his quarantine songs that he had recorded at the beginning of the quarantine. I'm not sure he's still doing those or not, but it just came out late last year, November 27th, on Reprise Records. And it's very good. I've got no complaints about Billy Joe Armstrong. Great song selection. He loves power pop just as much as I do and does some fantastic versions of fantastic songs. Most of them I'm very familiar with, but I enjoy his versions. It's like a fun jukebox. One of the songs he covered I did not know, and that leads us to our next track. I played a song by The Starjets, a band from Belfast, Northern Ireland that I wasn't familiar with, but Billy Joe had covered them, and I thought, Wayne, I should listen to them, and I'm glad I did, so thank you, Billy Joe. The song I played was called School Days, and it's on the band's first album, God Bless the Starjets, which came out in 1979. though I just picked that up on a reissue from Captain Oi that includes their first album and all of their singles as well. So I suggest picking up the Captain Oi reissue. Great band there. Definitely in the punk rock range of the time, but also they played a little bit in the bubblegum sort of world as well, with some Bay City Roller shows under their belt. So interesting stuff there. Anyway, I should get the business out of the way and let you know how this Too Much Rock podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I listen to new music, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. We're going to dump back here into 1998. This is a band from Kansas City's own, The Glitter Kicks.
Down. You can kick me now. The weight of you still on my back.
Going to want to do now is hit rewind, go back to the beginning of that song and play it again. I think it's just that good. The band is Cran. They're from Paris, France, and the song is called HYMTM. It's one of the B-sides from their debut 7-inch, which came out in February of 2020 on Une Vie Pour Rien. My French pronunciation is fantastic. I will be accepting no criticism. I heard about that on somebody's Best of 2020 list, and they were right. That is indeed one of the Best of 2020, playing into all the genres I like and doing it just right. Before that, we heard from Biss with the song This Is Not a Phase. That's on their new album, Music for Animations, which came out just at the end of the year, December 20th of 2020, on Last Night from Glasgow. Originally, that song was recorded in 2004 for the BB3B children's animation program that ran on the BBC, and that's what that album is. All collections of music for that program. If any band was designed to score music for kids' animation programs, it is Biss. And then before that, we heard from the Glitter Kicks with the song Kick Me. That is on the band's only album, Love Everything, which came out in 1998 on Iconoclastic Pop Recordings, that band based out of Kansas City, Missouri. I've been talking to the frontwoman from that band, Tawny Freeland, and realized I did not have that album any longer. Once upon a time, I had it, but it got lost. And I wanted to hear it, despite the fact that she didn't want me to. But luckily, there was a record store in New Jersey that had it in its used bin, and through the magic of the Postal Service, and even in a pandemic, I now hold that CD dear to me again, and I can relive those clueless days of the mid-90s and the fun times those were. All right, I guess I should go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 541. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things here with a track from Waylon Payne. The song I'm going to play is called Sins of the Father, and it's on the new album Blue Eyes, The Harlot, The Queer, The Pusher, and Me, which came out September 11th of last year on Carnival Recording Company. He's based out of Nashville, Tennessee, the son of country royalty, and the godson of Waylon Jennings, so you know you're going to get something authentic. definitely a country in the vein of, say, Orville or Margot or Sturgis, in that you're not going to get any bro country here. There's not a mention of a pickup truck. This song is probably the most poppy. I don't know, the most, let's call it that, the most poppy. It's got the most drive to it, but it's just a fantastic album. I found this out on somebody's Best of 2020 list. I think it might have even been NPR's, and they were right. Again, a wonderful record here. So we're going to end things here. This is by Waylon Payne. The song is called Sins of the Father. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, ready. 14, 22, 89, go!
Mama's been crying in the kitchen. Daddy's done left in the truck. He's headed down to the ABC store to get a little more fucked up. Well, it's been this way ever since I met him. Ain't nothing about the man I really know, except that he was a guitar picker and he never really thought that I was. But oh, the sins of the father are never gonna hang around me no more. Oh, the sins of the father, it's time for me to lay them down and let them go. Oh, oh. First it was beer, and then it was whiskey, and then it was coke, and then speed. He told me, I'll show you this just one time, and Lord, it took a hold of me. Well, that started me on a journey that I'm on, ain't a knowing where I've been or where I came. All I know is that since I met him, my life, well, it's never been the same. And I sang, oh, never gonna hang around me no more. Oh, 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 the sins of the father, it's time for me to lay them down and let them go. Oh, oh. And he's dead and he's gone, and it's because of this life that I've known. I made a choice to myself long ago that I'd never have a child of my own. But that all changed when I saw my best friend turn from a guy into a dad. Lord, and watching him give it all to raise that baby, hell, it made me wanna be a better man. And I say, oh, oh, the sins of the father are never gonna hang around me no more. For me to lay them down and let them go. I said, oh, sins of the father are never gonna hang around me no more. Oh, the sins of the father, it's time for me to lay them down and let them go.